We welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're talking about the Community Roots Resource Fair, an event that was put together in the community. It's coming up August 17th at the Motherlode Fairgrounds. Our guests in studio this weekend, Daryl Slocum, the executive director, the CEO of the Sonora Area Foundation, as well as the Tuolumne County Health and Human Services Agency Director, Rebecca Espino. I'll go back to Rebecca Espino. Do you find that it's sometimes difficult in the community, events like this, when you put them on to people? As you mentioned, there's a lot of different factors right now. There's inflation, there's high gas prices, cost of living is just shot through the roof. But for people to kind of understand that they're in a place where now, with all these different challenges, that they need help and they need to maybe take that first step, is that challenging to reach those people?
Yes, BJ. I think it's just hard for people to ask for help. By the time folks enter our social services building, our public health building, our behavioral health building, many folks are in crisis, and we just want the community to know they don't have to wait until they're in crisis. We're here to support. There's many agencies in this county that's what we do every day, is we're here to support our community, and just wanting the community to know that we're here. And we're here either through the resource fair, we're here either through the phone number 533-5719. We just need the community to know that there is support, and we know folks are hurting, and just to get that word out.
And Daryl Slocum, can you explain a little bit about how the Sonora Area Foundation got so behind this event and found it to be beneficial?
Absolutely. Our role in the community, our mission is to strengthen the community. And we have three primary mechanisms of doing that. One is assisting donors. We host about 280 charitable funds at the foundation and provide services to those donors. We also award grants. That's probably the most visible part of what the foundation does, is awarding grants and scholarships. But the third segment of our mission is leading the community. And we do that by bringing different groups in to the conversation and having a discussion about events that are impacting the community. And this is a classic example of that, where Rebecca brought this forward, made us aware of a need in the community, and we immediately saw the advantages and the benefit of supporting this program, and that's why we're doing it. I believe it's absolutely imperative to do it. I would add to what Rebecca said about the resistance we're seeing. There's a stigma. You know, there's a stigma out there, and people, think of it this way, BJ. The target group that we're trying to reach right now, probably as recently as, I'm not going to pin this down very well, but they may have been doing very well a year ago. They might have been doing pretty good even 6 months ago. This all came on suddenly, and I think part of what people are struggling with is, number one, how their budget's been impacted, but coming to terms with, we need help. We need some help right now, and what that means to them. And again, trying to imagine somebody that's never done this before. That's why this has all been put together. Again, the focus is on the event on August 17th, but don't lose sight of that phone number, because if you can't get yourself in the car and get yourself down to the fairgrounds, call the phone number. I've talked to the person that Rebecca has on that line. Very, very sweet, kind, understanding person. Will take your call. No judgment. You're not going to be interrogated. We're going to get you help. That's what it's designed to do. Just pick up the phone and call the number and find out if there's any help and service available in the community that would benefit you and your family.
Rebecca, anything you'd like to add on that issue?
I'd just like to say that I'm just thrilled with the level of support with all the organizations that I contacted. ATCA was at the table immediately. Interface was at the table immediately. Of course, Sonora Area Foundation, instantly. Sierra Bible Church, Nate Levering, instantly. We have almost every organization, I would just say pretty much every organization that I contacted, letting them know what we were trying to do, said, yes, I'm on board. So what that meant to us is that we were on the right path. They also seeing that there was an unmet need out there and we needed to get information out.
And we have a few minutes left on this weekend's Motherlode View. So, Rebecca, again, for August 17th at the Motherlode Fairgrounds, and what time does the event start?
Starts at 3 o'clock and it ends at 7. Love to see you there.
3 to 7. But then give us a quick recap again. As they walk in, what are the type of things that they're going to see?
So there's a section for food, organizations that support food. Again, ATCA, we're going to have a few of our food pantries there. The Health and Human Services Agency will be there sharing information about the CalFresh programs and taking applications. Our public health department will be there talking about the Women, Infant, and Children's program and also healthy, you know, how to eat healthy and cook healthy. We're going to have hopefully a few of our farmers markets there. We're also going to have the healthcare community there. Matheson Memorial Clinic will be there. Again, the Health and Human Services Agency will be there taking applications for the Medi-Cal program. Blue Zones will be there. Anthem Blue Cross will be there. Also, we're going to have employment opportunities. Motherlode Job Training will be there. The county will be there with all the jobs that we have at the county. We're going to have Senior and Disabled Services. Area 12 on Aging will be there. DRAIL will be there. Again, Health and Human Services will be there to talk about our Adult Protective Services program and our In-Home Supportive Services program. Then we're going to have Family and Children's Services. Again, Daryl mentioned the Athletic Scholarship Foundation will be there. ATCA will be there talking about Head Start, the YES Partnership, some housing. We're going to have the Center for Nonviolent Community is also going to be there. We're going to have our Library and Recreation Department going to be there. Jamestown Family Resource Center will also be there. And also, I believe our 4-H group will be there. Our Tuolumne County Schools will also be there. We're going to have Home and Energy Services. ATCA will be there. Again, your Health and Human Services Agency will also be there. Habitat for Humanity will have a table there. Public Works will have a table there. Pet Services, FOAC will be there. Animal Control will be there. Public Safety, the Office of Emergency Services, CAL FIRE, Sheriff, City Police, City Fire, and then of course we're going to have our multi-purpose organizations, Interfaith, Nancy's Hope, Grace Fund, and our Veterans Department will also be there.
Having all those groups under one roof may be a good chance for networking as well.
Great opportunity for networking.
Daryl Slocum, anything else that we missed that'd be worth bringing up here this weekend?
Well, Rebecca did a fantastic mm-hmm. job of recapping. The only thing I would add, and I'm going to look at Rebecca as I say this, there's no registration required. And people can be as anonymous as they want to be. I mean, obviously, if you're going to actually apply for services, your information will be needed. But to just go to the event and walk around, pick up brochures, et cetera, you don't have to divulge your identity. No one's going to require you to produce ID or anything like that because we're trying to remove barriers and hurdles and get people to the event.
Yeah, if you have a friend or family member you think could benefit, might be good for you just to go check out, too, what's going on over there.
That's, BJ, I love that idea, right? If you know someone in the category and they're hesitant to come to the event, come down, grab the information, give it to them, and that might be an easier way for them to access it.
And then one more time, just so in case everybody knows, starts at 3 o'clock that day on the 17th?
It does, from 3 to 7 on the 17th. And many, many vendors there, as Rebecca pointed out. It'll be a good, comfortable environment, and looking forward to seeing a lot of people from the community there that day.
And Rebecca Espino, any closing comments you'd like to make as we wrap up here this morning?
Can't wait to see you there.
Again, that's coming up on August 17th. It's the Community Roots Resource Fair. We've been talking with Daryl Slocum, the CEO of the Sonora Area Foundation, on this weekend's Motherlode Views, as well as Rebecca Espino with the Health and Human Services Agency. A question for either one of you, too. If anybody want more information, what's the best way to find that out ahead of the event?
You can call the phone number at 209-533-5719. It's also on the Tuolumne County website. Public health website, behavioral health website.
Find it all those locations. Yes. Very good. Again, we thank our guests on this weekend show, Rebecca Espino, the Health and Human Services Agency Director for Tuolumne County, and Daryl Slocum, who is the CEO of the Sonora Area Foundation. They've been talking all about the Community Roots Resource Fair. It is coming up August 17th from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Motherlode Fairgrounds. They're going to have a number of people on hand talking about different services that are available locally for many people who may be looking for services for the first time. Again, that's coming up August 17th, 3 to 7 p.m., Motherlode Motherlode Fairgrounds. No need to register, and it is free of charge. Programming note, next week on Motherlode Views, we're going to be talking about the new school year in Tuolumne County, getting up to speed on anything that's going to be new this year for students. We'll be joined on the program by Kathy Parker, Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We thank you for joining us on this weekend's Motherlode Views. We'll see you back next week.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.